What was the most scared you were during your time in the Secret Service?
Do you know, I had this one scenario, and I don't think I ever talked about it. I'm in downtown Manhattan. I'm with my colleague, and we're driving to a Secret Service meeting. We were going to go arrest somebody the next day, and we were going to the briefing with this other department. We were going to do our pre-arrest briefing about how we're going to go in tactically. So we're driving to this meeting, and as we're going to this meeting, we're in downtown Manhattan. Somebody runs out of it was a jewelry store. This man runs out of a jewelry store, and these other people are out there running with him, and they're yelling. And they see us, and I guess they realize that we were in a police car, even though it was undercover, they just stand out. They're like, help, help, get him, get him. And the way they were acting, you'd think he would have shot somebody. And we can see, as you see them screaming and yelling, help, help, you see this other person running away. So my partner flips on the lights. We start driving, and we're chasing this person. Now, I can't see this person. I see their back. They have a hoodie on. They're running. From the posture of it looked like a male, and it looked like a guy running. So he's running, lights on. We get on the thing. Stop running. Stop running. He's not listening to anything. He goes. He turns the block. We're still chasing him. Then he turns into a parking garage. In New York City, there's these parking garages, and they go all the way underground. So he turns in. So we can't go in with the car. We're going in blind. We pull up. We get ourselves out. And as we're going in, we're clearing people out. But you could also see people running out. I guess they could tell something was wrong. People are leaving. And now we're thinking, does this guy have a gun? Like, what's going on? Because people are responding very agitatedly to the scenario. We go in. We pull everybody out. Everybody get out. Get out. So we go to the bottom level of the parking garage where we believe he's at. Lights are, it's dark. And we go in, police, come out, police, come out. He's not listening. We're looking for him underneath all these cars. And then I see him. He's underneath the car. And I go to my partner. I sing it to my partner because he's like on the other side. I'm like, hey, I'm like, he's right down. He's right there. Now we can't see him. My partner's like, I'm going to go around. So my partner goes around. And he didn't listen to me, my partner. So I blame him a little bit. He went too prematurely before we kind of figured out what. He goes to go grab him from behind. So now my partner's out in the open. This guy's out there. I see him. I don't know if he has a weapon. We have enough to he ran from us, right? So all these things are escalating. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Nothing. Let me see your hands. Put your hands out. I can see you. I see you under the car. Let me see your hands. Because now I'm worried he's going to shoot my partner because my partner's out in the open trying to get to him. Let me see your hands. So then I pull my gun out and I point it at him. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. And I'm thinking, please show your hands, because now I'm in this cross between, if this guy have a gun, and if he has a gun, any second he's going to kill my partner. And I had a choice where I was like, do you shoot? Because I think he's going to shoot my partner because he's not showing me his hands and he's fidgeting. Do I not shoot, give him the benefit of the doubt, and then he does shoot my partner and now I'm responsible for the death of my partner? Or if he doesn't have a gun, am I responsible because now I just shot him and he didn't have a gun? And you're doing this thing in your head and there's no way to win, and this happening in seconds. I couldn't see his hands. I chose not to shoot. I'm praying that he doesn't shoot my partner. He has no gun. He's not showing his hands. And then I'm like, I'm going to shoot you. Please show your hands. Show your hands. And then my partner goes from behind. And then the guy's like, fine, fine. He's like, put your gun away. He's screaming. He puts his hands out. My partner pulls him up from the back and we get him. Then we come around. I'm pissed. I'm so pissed. We sit him down. We cuff him. I pull his hoodie out. 16-year-old kid. I searched his pockets. You know what he did? He stole one of those big gold crosses. That is all he did. Because I pulled out his ID. I checked his ID. I was like, do you know I almost shot you for this? Do you know we chased you down for this? You almost died for this stupid cross. So we call the cops. They come. That stayed with me because I almost killed an innocent person for what? For nothing. That was probably very powerful. I was afraid. I've been in scenarios where the death was on my receiving end, and I was okay with that, but I wasn't okay with this because I thought there was a split second where I was deciding, do I shoot him because he's not following my instructions? I cannot see his hand. My partner's out there. He could kill my partner. I don't know if he has a gun. I had all these escalating reasons to think that, and I chose not to shoot.